Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Two.
Yeah. So we today are going to play our favorite Get Wrecked iteration of Jeopardy. Michigan is the .. best?
Let's run it.
Excuse me?
Can I see you in the other room?
No, maybe I'm just missing something, you know?
Tell me you're 57 without telling me you're 57.
Whose mom brought the orange slices?
Thank you for the personal attack.
Michigan loves anything. It's a comeback.
What?
I want it.
Oh. That was totally a hint.
They got the meats.
We don't have to take a naked lap, thank God.
Wow, the stadium just got real quiet.
It is indeed a cold.
Wrecked people, wreck people.
Say it again.
Put that in a fucking book. Wrecked people?
Wrecked people.
Whenever.
Okay, hold up. Freeze, bitch. That's, you heard a yawn.
I am so tired.
Honestly, dead ass. That is the whole mood of today.
All day.
And yesterday, tomorrow, bitch. We are coming at you as tired hoes.
It's
tired.
But it's that good tired. Like, I don't know why, but I feel like something good. I keep saying this.
Bitch.
I feel like something good is coming.
Same.
And I feel like my body is hibernating. Like, I don't feel tired because I ran myself dry. I feel tired like it's time to sleep.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
I did it. I'm
like,
tired.
The work is done.
3:30 in the morning last night working on an audition. And then I literally ran to record this from another audition that went really, really well. So I feel like, I do feel like my life is about to end, but
right?
Hopefully it's like a butterfly where I dissolve into my...
Yes.
Also, did you know that... Oh, wait. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show.
Oh, I absolutely would have kept going. To all of our returning? Okay.
Well, listen. Hang on tight, everybody.
Okay. And 3, 2, 1. To all of our returning players and all of our new guests, welcome to Get Wrecked. Get fucking wrecked. This is the game show podcast where we make our lives worse so yours can get a little bit better. My name is Coco.
And my name is Eric. And every week we play a different game with 4 to 5 to 6 different hilarious, wonderful, funny contestants to answer some of society's stupidest fucking questions. For these first few minutes, we're going to take a second to answer your listener confessions, and then we're going to catch up on our week and all the shit that we've been up to, and then we'll drop the big burning question. We'll set up our game and we'll bring in our sexy, sexy guests. That's right.
Here's the thing, you guys. We're going to need you to just take a quick little pause and simply go follow and subscribe. I'm saying this calmly. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to stress you out, but we simply won't proceed forward until you click that button.
Mm-hmm.
And we will
know.
We will know on the other side. Actually, like, your podcast won't play if you don't click the button.
In fact, your phone will break. So
it just will die. If I were the person driving, I would actually just have to test the
thing.
I don't know why. I would feel annoyed because part of me would believe it. So I would have to let it go.
I don't
want
to say that your car will crash if you don't pull over
explode.
And subscribe. But we know where you're driving and what road you're on. So remember that.
And we are sending a drone to you right now as we speak. Eric, how are you?
Okay, so this is what I was going to say before we remember that we have to do a podcast.
Right.
So did you know? So I always thought with butterflies that when they go into the cocoon, they're in their little cocoon, then they slowly grow wings out of their backs. And they grow little legs, and then they shrink down from caterpillar bodies to little butterfly bodies. But you know what actually fucking happens? They fucking die. They go into the cocoon, and they dissolve in acid and they fucking die. And what actually happens is that the fucking wings and legs and little, like, and organs are actually just plastered to the to the edge of the cocoon, waiting for the caterpillar to die. And then all of it falls down and it rearranges itself into a butterfly. Is that not a nightmare?
You know what's crazy? That feels like my own personal villain origin story. And it feels so right. Like, I feel like I was hit. I feel like I died in February of 2022.
Yeah.
And I feel like my butterfly is rebuilding itself right now in its cocoon. Yeah. I'm like, that's kind of hot.
It's the craziest thing because, like, the butterfly is apparently, even though the caterpillar has dissolved in a vat of acid, and the butterfly is practically a new organism, it has the same memories as the caterpillar had.
That's so beautiful.
It's really, really
okay, pretty. But also,
that feels like me.
That feels like me. I personally am not a scientist, and this is going to make me sound very stupid. I'm very aware and naive. I don't believe. I simply don't believe most of the things that I hear scientists say about plants and animals. I'm like, you don't know that. How did you ask the butterfly that it had memories? How did you check that the butterfly had memories? Did you call him up on the phone? How did you communicate to the butterfly?
I'm going to send you this peer-reviewed fucking article by fucking scientists that lay out their entire process, and you still don't fucking believe them.
This is cultish behavior. This is gaslighting behavior.
You're gaslighting cultish.
One scientist said something, and in a peer review, another scientist just has to say that they agree.
You're gaslighting. You're currently gaslighting scientific community right now.
When they're like, dogs can cry or dogs can't cry, I'm like, you just don't know. There's no way to actually know.
You're currently fucking either way. The entire scientific, all of humanity's collective knowledge, you're literally gaslighting it as we speak.
If somebody wants to describe this to me as my toxic trait, that's okay. It's
okay,
never gonna work for me.
I'm absolutely gonna do that.
This is my conspiracy theory. This is
all, you mean that all science is fake? Yeah, I think that's a big fucking conspiracy theory.
No, just about what animals are thinking. I hear about what animals are thinking.
It's like I think for the butterfly thing, it's really sad. They like torture caterpillars, and they see if the butterfly still has like the muscle
true.
The memory to be able to be like, I should avoid that light over there because it's probably gonna fucking
They do that with mice, like they electrocute it and then they see.
Maybe they don't do it with mice though, Courtney. Apparently science isn't real. I don't know. Do they do it with mice, Courtney?
But like, is this? See, I wish it just said it. It doesn't have memories. It just.
What would you call remembering pain and torture? What would you call that?
Remembering pain and torture.
Okay. But you wouldn't call remembering memories. That makes sense.
No.
This tracks.
No. Maybe it's just because I simply don't think that the animal deserves to have something considered.
I swear to God. It's like during the week, me and Courtney talk about so many things. We talk about our lives. We talk about our deep in our thoughts. And then I hear all of the most psychotic parts of her for 1 hour a week on this podcast. And it's all a fucking surprise.
I sound like an animal hater right now. I've had the same cat my life for 19 years. Like, my cat is gonna drop dead or something is about to happen with the things that I'm saying. I need to call home and make sure Stormy is still kicking. Like, I don't know.
Honestly, you do, but also you wouldn't fucking trust whatever Stormy says because you don't believe that they deserve to have fucking emotions or memories. Oh my gosh.
I have a confession, and I want to get to them.
Give it to
me. All right. This I actually remember personally. So one of our guests' listeners' confessions, they said one time when I was in college, My boyfriend and I had sex. After he left, same. Same. After he left, I realized he pooped a little bit in my bed. Yikes. I know. When I tried to talk to him about it later, he lied to me and said that it wasn't true. He gaslit me. But years later, someone told me that he actually did know that he did it, and it was true, and he just wanted to lie to me because he didn't want me to know it was him.
Wait, so was this a... So were these the gays, or was this a heterosexual?
They were the straights.
Know?
The straights, actually.
So this person just...
Took shit.
He just took a shit?
I like skid marks. You know what I mean? It was skid marks.
Oh,
it wasn't like shit,
gross.
Shit. Like, they must have been naked, and, like, the way he, like, slid off the bed, like, left a little bit of skid. And he just left her to believe that she left the skid. And it's like, you know what? Shit. Shit happens.
No. I would have taken everyone. It straight to the fucking grave. That's me. That would have been me. I would have never admitted that. I would have never admitted. That is a travesty. He left a skid mark on her sheets. Nope.
Eric,
would have taken
you
to the
would
grave.
Have left your partner to believe that they left the skid mark?
Yes. Yes, ma'am. Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
Okay, look.
I could absolutely never admit to that. You could not pay me money to look someone in the eye and say that I left a skid mark on your sheets just by making physical contact. Not,
Eric,
like,
all I want you to know is we're going to hell together. I'll see you down there.
It's true. It's fucking true. I absolutely
could you
like,
imagine?
You shat yourself? What's wrong with
your boyfriend
you?
Would go for years with the thing he shit his pants. It's would like, actually believe that maybe they had IBS.
Yeah, you should go to the doctor.
Like, didn't feel the shit come out of their asshole. And then, like, probably was, like, smelling it, too. You know what I mean? Trying to figure out what was wrong. And then only to find out years later, it was your shit.
No, he would never find out. I would kill everyone that had the fucking evidence. Okay, on the same vein of niggas ain't shit. This person wrote in and they said, I know my boyfriend is cheating on me, but I'm not going to call them out because I don't want to blow up my life. Also, my friends would say, I told you so, and I would die.
Huh?
It just does not comprehend.
Bitch, your life internally is already blown up.
That's true.
You're already blown up inside.
That's
true. You're depressed. You're sad. You're insecure. You're feeling very bad about yourself. Everything is low for you internally right now.
That's
you
true. And all of your
are sad.
And all of your friends know that you are a dumbass hoe, which is honestly the worst.
No, they
part.
absolutely. If you've ever been
she
in a bad relationship,
they'll say
all
so,
of your friends,
or they'll say, "I told you so." If she, that would be my worst fucking nightmare. Honestly, you know me, I will break up with someone just out of the sheer fear of being embarrassed. I could be completely in love, and my fear of embarrassment absolutely trumps anything else that's going on in my head. If I feel like my friends are talking shit behind my back and saying, wow, can't believe Eric's doing that, it's done.
It's over.
Like, I don't care what my brain is actually thinking. If someone else thinks that I am making a fool of myself, you're done.
That's crazy. I've never been embarrassed a day of my life, and I think that's because I think that's because I'm embarrassed most days, so I just forget.
He said, that's crazy.
That's crazy. That's never happened to me.
Embarrassment? What is that? Wait, are you the kind of person that's never embarrassed, or are you always so embarrassed that nothing stands out?
Yes.
That one?
Like, I am embarrassed so many times actively during the day that it actually feels quite familiar to me and comfortable at this point. So, like, if that's why, like, if a whole bunch of my friends, I found out were talking shit about me, about my boyfriend, I would be like, oh, that's so embarrassing. Fifth time today. Fifth time this morning. Moving on. Staying with him. I love him.
Again?
Embarrassed again? Speaking of embarrassing things.
Yeah.
We grew up in Michigan.
We did. It was real fucking bad.
It was really awful.
Really embarrassing. That's the worst thing. That's the most embarrassing thing you've said to me today.
Yeah, like, I don't like that people, I don't want to remember that. I don't want to know that that's true. And, you know, we've definitely talked a lot of shit about Michigan. And when I say we, I mean me. Throughout the course of having
you don't
this
like
podcast.
That place.
I had bad times there. Michigan did not work with me. Everybody in Michigan, for the most part, is racist.
It's true.
Minus the black people. Well, honestly, I mean, also even some pretty racist.
We don't like black people in Michigan. Black people don't like black people in Michigan. Shit. We don't like ourselves. It's really rough.
But essentially, our big question, you guys, I just don't fuck with Michigan. I don't. Yeah. So we today are going to play our favorite Get Wrecked iteration of Jeopardy. Michigan Jeopardy. Is the Jeopardy dot 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 best question mark. And that's that.
Yeah, we'll see if we can revive some kind of semblance of pride for the state that made us who we are. I mean, it can't be all bad because it produced both of us. And
we're famous.
And we're fucking awesome. Like, come the fuck on. Like, we gave you this fucking podcast. So you all should be thanking Michigan by the end of this episode. So we're going to take a quick break. And then I think we're ready to bring in our people.
Yay!
Our crazy Michigan people. I'm excited to see them.
Yay.
All right, folks. All right. See you in a couple. Peace, love, and blessings. Bye.
All right, and we are back.
We've returned.
Our very special, special episode that, again, our guests know nothing about.
Woo!
And we have four people here today, two people on Team Coco, two people on Team Eric. And I think we will tell you guys about the show after you tell us who you are, where you're from.
Yay.
And if you guys can give us a weird quirk that you think Michigan has.
Yeah, just the weirdest thing. Weirdest
Team
thing about
Eric,
this weird state.
I think you guys won last week, unfortunately.
Whoever wants to introduce yourself first, Team Eric, this is our moment to shine. So yeah, where you're from, what's your name, and the weirdest fucking weirdest thing quirk. About this weird, really weird state.
All right. Hello, my name is Laura. I'm originally from Ypsilanti, Michigan. And
Ypsilanti.
The weirdest thing is, yeah, Ypsilanti. And I think it's super weird that everyone wears their U of M garb, like, wherever they travel. Like, I recently just went home, and everyone travels in their Michigan sweaters. I'm like, I don't even own one.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah, it's very, very strange. It's a cult. It is
indeed. It really is.
Well, I immediately have to say that I'm literally wearing a Michigan shirt because it's the most comfy shirt I own. It has broad shoulders, and I'm in my own house, Laura. So thank you for the personal attack right off the bat.
Oh my God, nice Team Eric. We have to pull it together.
No, maybe I'm just missing something, you know? The comfort.
It's the comfort.
It's all about the comfort. It is. Yeah. It feels like home. Yeah. Peace.
With that, I'll introduce myself. My name's Tyler. I grew up in a very super small farm town in mid-Michigan, like 2 hours north of Detroit and an hour west. So I think the weirdest quirk is, I would call it a weird quirk about this state, but it's actually just low-key all of the Midwest is that it's super, like it's like two different states, and not just because it's split into the two peninsulas, but there's like Lansing, South Metro Detroit, and then there's like the rest of like rural Michigan country.
Yes.
And then like West Michigan is kind of its own little thing, but it's just like, it's very like, I'm trying not to say segregated, but it's segregated as fuck.
It is.
Like, in every sense of the word.
It honestly is. It is quite split up. I didn't know anybody who was from the other side of Michigan until like I went to the University of Michigan, and I was like, wait the fuck, you live here? You live 30 minutes away from here? Like, with all of these thoughts and opinions?
I always wonder how they get to the airport. And then I have to remind myself that there might be another
drive.
No, there's not.
There's an airport in Lansing. There's an airport.
Has to be. You can't drive 4 hours to an airport.
Oh,
like,
no,
that's
I thought
true.
That the other day.
Grand Rapids.
I was like, man, everybody drives to Detroit.
Too. Yeah.
To St. Marie.
See?
Wait, do they? But they fly to Detroit, right? Like, they, like, take their little baby planes from Grand Rapids.
No. You can go Lansing to D.C. That's like an hour and a half flight.
I don't believe that. I think that's
your life. It's there. It's all politicians going back and forth.
Wow.
This is why the rest of the state doesn't like our part of the state.
Yeah. It literally is Ann Arbor or bust. I don't know what you're talking about.
Nobody lives anywhere else. All right. Team Coco, same questions. What are your names? Where are you from? And your weirdest quirk fact about Michigan.
Okay. I can go first, Case. I'm Emmett. My name's Emmett. I'm from Birmingham, Michigan, which is like 20 minutes outside Detroit. The weirdest quirk, I would say, at least something I got made fun of for a lot in college, and maybe this just pertains to a lot of the Midwest by my out-of-state friends, is my affinity for Arby's, the fast food restaurant.
Arby's.
Yeah.
I haven't thought about Arby's in years.
Yeah.
They got the meats. Yes.
They got the meats.
Yeah.
It's all about the fries,
just
really.
A West thing.
Oh, I'm a mozzarella stick guy. And where else can you get those fast food?
Wait, nowhere.
actually, there's another Michigan. Is it Sony? No, Sonic.
Sony Pictures.
They have amazing mozzarella sticks, but I also think that's like that's a Midwest South thing. You're not gonna.
Yeah,
find
that's
that
like
in New
barely
York.
A Michigan thing.
It's
like
barely
North
Michigan.
Lansing,
like
I don't
two.
Know what Sonic is.
Yeah, we have like two in Michigan.
We had one down the street from me, and it
really
just changed my life.
Two.
Two.
Oh God.
I guess I'll go next. Hey everyone, my name's Casey. Emmett and I are from the same hometown, a little affluent suburb of Detroit called Birmingham. I was right on the edge of Bloomfield Hills, Birmingham.
Oh gosh.
The infamous
Bloomfield
Hills. Yeah, no, it was
suck.
A delightful place to
We
go.
Know everything we need to know about you now.
Yeah, literally.
Mm-hmm. I love that we have the range.
Yeah. You know what? So I'm gonna go off the bat here and give a little diversity to our part of town. I can't stand Arby's. And maybe I'll champion.
Therein lies the difference.
I'm gonna champion the snobby side of things over here.
Yeah, not just because you never had to eat there. Like, is that?
Yeah, yeah. No, I think there was a joke. There was a joke on The Simpsons once, I think, and it was like Bart's walking down the street. He's so hungry. He goes, "Oh, I'm so hungry. I could eat at Arby's," and that and that kind of sums. But you know, I think the quirkiest thing or weirdest thing about Michigan is the there is this like white hot like clinging to identity of being from the Midwest, which is great, but like show don't tell, you know. Like I visited my sister in Detroit a few months ago. And all these little boutique shops have like these nice, Laura, kind of bouncing off your point. They have these nice, like, embroidered, bougie little sweaters that say, like, Detroit Lions on them, and they cost, like, $120.
Yeah.
And no one who buys those sweaters watches a single Lions game. It's true. So, you know what? So people try to subscribe to these grander ideas when, you know, you're great being you, Michiganders. You don't need to try and be flashy about it.
I don't know if they're great, but...
I know. I have a very simple theory. I think it's because our state is awful, and everybody feels the need to brag about it. Make it seem like it's not as bad as it is.
100%
overcompensating. Which transitions us to what this episode is about. So we have done multiple episodes in the past where we pick a different place, and we say that that place is simply the worst. Mm-hmm. And then we basically play Get Wrecked version of Jeopardy, which we don't want to get sued for.
Yeah, just say under your breath.
Jeopardy. And then they can't cancel the show.
That's a legal thing.
It's a legal
right, thing. No, it definitely gets written down. Yeah. We Googled it and everything was fine. So we've done like LA is the worst, America is the worst, Gen Zers are the worst. Mm-hmm. It's great. And then I thought about it and I was like, we should do the same thing for Michigan. Except for whatever reason, if you are not from Michigan, it really upsets me listening to people talk shit about Michigan. Yeah. It just...
No, you can't do it.
It's not right.
You can't do it. Yeah. It's not
like,
right.
You gotta be from
like no one can talk shit about your sibling except you.
Exactly.
Right?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Or you're going to kick their ass. Yeah.
Right. And that's the way that I feel. Like every time I was at U of M, like how did you... like? When you have one of your friends from out of state, like it's so fucking cold. It's like, one, I just said that. Two, it's actually not. It's actually not
literally
that bad. You guys don't have gym
okay?
seasons.
It's
not
that
bad.
Yeah.
It's not that bad.
Stop complaining.
I never warmed up.
My heart's been cold.
I'm literally in a jacket in my house right now.
Yeah, exactly. They're just weak, not us. So we are doing an episode called Michigan is the best.
with a question mark.
Question mark, question mark, question mark.
Okay. Cool.
It's just not true. So I'm going to give you guys a slew of Michigan trivia and see if you know the answer. And Eric has the rules.
Wow. Yeah, that's right. That's right. It's a trivia game about the state that you love or hate. Here are the rules. Okay, there's going to be four categories. Slang, culture, destinations, and food.
That Michigan A came out like real hot.
Yeah, I'm in the mood already. I've honestly been transported back over to Ypsilanti Township, and yes. I can see the cornfields on three sides of me. And
exactly. I got made fun of for how all the corn.
Yeah, yeah.
I got fun of for how I said olive the other day. Olive.
Olive.
It's the one word my accent comes out with. Olive.
Olive.
Which is so funny because I remember being in like elementary school and they would talk about like, oh, like everybody on television, like, you know, emulates like the Midwest accent. Like our accent's like,
it was cool.
You know, it's the standard. It was like cool. An elitism about the Northern Midwest.
It's the new Mid-Atlantic.
And then you go anywhere else and it's like, you Minnesota light motherfuckers.
Yeah. So I feel that way all the time.
It honestly is the truth. But we're gonna pound it out of you today. hopefully you'll be better after this. So each category is gonna have three questions that range in difficulty, one being the easiest and three being the hardest. Whoever goes first will have the opportunity to pick any category and choose a question based on the difficulty. A correct response will earn you and your team a point. Respond incorrectly, and the other team will get a chance to steal by shouting, Okay, honestly, hopefully that you internalize that specific rule. You'll take turns.
Say,
Okay. You'll take turns asking questions, and watch out for daily fucking doubles, because they're in there. Oh. May the best Michigan hating but truly loving but kind of embarrassed to say that out loud team win. You'll also get one hint throughout the game. Okay, so if at any point you get super super stumped or your team really just can't get it, we'll take away half of the incorrect answers for that question. So that's your one saving grace throughout the entire game.
Eric, I think your team should go first, only because you guys won last time.
Because we're on a fucking winning streak. Because we're on
a
fucking winning
streak.
It was literally two times in a row. It was literally two times in a row.
It wasn't.
It was two times in
a
row.
There was a break in between. There was a break in between.
There was a tie. It was a win and a tie and another win.
And then a win.
That's three in a row.
It's a tie, which is technically not a win.
Honestly, eat my ass. Anyway, moving on.
Oh, man, the pressure's on.
It's bad.
Team Eric, which category would you like to choose from? Again, we have slang, we have culture, we have destinations, and we have food. And we have difficulty between one and three in those four categories. Talk amongst yourselves. Figure it out.
I feel like we definitely should start with food.
Let's go. Oh. What about we come out swinging big with a food two?
Food two.
Okay. A food two.
Food two.
Food two.
Wow, would you look at that? You hit a daily fucking double right off the bat.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about, team.
There's always one person who just nails them all.
Yeah.
Right.
Very
off
happy
bat.
That that's going to be Tyler. Okay, so.
One in three chance. Laura actually did the hard job. There's more categories than one out of three.
It's true.
I was like, I can't do location. I'm not
going to. This is good teamwork. Honestly, together we zeroed right in on it. Okay, the question is, it's the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, and after an evening of hanging out with your high school friends you swore you'd never see again, you stumble into your local Coney Island. What will you not be able to find on the menu here? A, a Coney dog with meat sauce, beans, mustard, and onions. B, Saganaki. Is that how you say it, Courtney?
Yes.
Great.
What?
With lemon.
Okay, so you fail the Michigan.
Bread.
I know.
This is not about me. This is not about me.
I think we need to pause the entire
show. I'm not playing the game.
Your friends? Entirely. Did you go to Coney
Island? This is the reason that we are doing this, so that I can learn in the background. Okay. C. Okay. I hate that she gave me this one because it's a very hard word to say. Is it
It's a gyro.
Gyro?
Gyro.
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 Right?
Gyro.
It's a gyro.
There's no G. Oh, stop no. saying the G's. Like,
I feel like you can get you... that at Coney.
It's like a hero, isn't it? Isn't that what they talk about?
Hero. It's a gyro.
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 Euro. Okay, well, I guess I embarrass myself too. Shelby,
all right, so maybe no, Shelby scrap this.
If I'm going down, everyone's going down with me. A gyro wrap with pita, chicken. Fuck you, Courtney.
Tzatziki.
I think that one's good. That one's good. Tzatziki sauce and lettuce. And then D, Coney fries with cheese and meat sauce. What will you not be able to find on the menu at that
Coney? Remember your level of difficulty.
I
are from Michigan, so we had to make this already difficult.
I apologize for not consulting my teammate, but you can't get no Coney dog with beans on it at no Coney Island, no place in this state.
I feel like you can.
Not with beans in the chili. Uh-uh. That's just chili and
there's
meat.
There's always sauce. Beans and chili.
Oh, not on a Coney dog.
Oh, not. no, yes, there is. And I feel like Michiganders like try to add beans to everything.
Yes, but
every
the,
single
but,
fight
but
about
chili
it.
Dog
Full
don't
out
come
war.
From Michigan. There's the middle.
Courtney, shut the fuck up.
They're collapsing from the inside.
I feel
and
like
we're gonna take them down.
Man. Oh, easy.
Hey, I've been
I just gotta
to
say,
Coney.
The Coney dog came from the Greeks, man. Not us Midwestern bean loving folks. I don't think there's beans. I've had many a Coney dog. I've never had a bean on one.
15 seconds to lock in an answer.
If you want to go somewhere else.
I just
else,
agree. It's got to be the second one, whatever that was. Saganaki. Like, I have no idea what that is.
Oh.
What?
You got to come to a consensus, teammate. Right, I believe in you.
You know what? I'll go with beans. Maybe I'm wrong, but
okay,
I feel like
she came over to my side.
Now.
I got to concede.
To know that it's
say,
not
we gotta
that.
We
got to
lean with that.
Yeah.
Team Eric, okay. I believe in us. We can God, pull through this absolutely embarrassing turmoil we've just
beans.
Been through. The correct answer for this question, what can you not get at a Coney Island is...
Oh, shit.
A Coney dog with meat sauce, beans, mustard, and onions. You absolutely crushed that daily double.
Wow. There
we go,
okay.
Team
you just
Eric.
Got your street cred. All right.
And that
he knows
was
about
a 20 pointer. So we have 40 points on the board for Team Eric.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Tyler, we should go to Leo's.
Right.
The
wow,
next
the stadium
time
just got
confession.
Real quiet.
I have literally never had a Coney dog, though.
Oh.
You've never had a Coney dog?
No.
Wow. Really? Wow. And you were going to debate
you
me.
Were so,
just,
you were so sure about
it. She's like, fuck that answer.
You got to get a Saganaki.
I would die for Saganaki. Yeah. Did you guys know that Saganaki is simply just feta
fried cheese?
Opa! I have no fucking idea what Saganaki is.
But it's
never
feta.
Had a day
just
in
cheese
my
that they light on fire.
And
it's
they
like
go,
a huge
opa!
Celebration.
Oh, I did not know
such
that.
Such a hustle.
Why do they have that Coney?
How could we charge this like five times what it's worth?
We didn't have
I
that
take, I'll
because
take
the theatrics.
I love it. Yeah.
Tyler, that's theatrical.
All right. You guys ready?
Oh, yeah.
I will give you a reminder. You have slang, culture, destinations, and food.
Emmett, how do you feel about slang?
I was thinking slang as well.
Want to do slang for two or one?
Slang for two?
Or three? Two.
Let's I could do
two.
Slang for two. Let's
do slang
keep
for two.
Safe.
Locking yeah. in slang for two. Wow.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Well. Good
well.
Job, guys. It's a daily doubles.
Well,
no,
great.
There we go.
Yes.
Oh, it's written.
Yes.
Only
like a few of these, so you're knocking it out really
just
fast.
Tape it all right. The beginning of the game.
Back to back home runs. Top of the first. Wow.
Some slang is Midwestern, and some slang is just uniquely Michigan. Which of these Michiganisms can you... That sounds like a racist
Michiganism.
Excuse me.
Don't make up a new one. They would put
like,
it to you.
Excuse me.
Oh, yeah.
Which one of these Michiganisms can you find nowhere else in the country? A. Oop. The classic exclamation heard on every corner of the Mitten State. B. Milk, a.k.a. the universally hated pronunciation of the word milk. C. Party store. If you know, you know. Every strip mall or street corner in the country has one. But does the whole Midwest call it a party store? And D. Pop. The fizzy deliciousness that some weirdos call soda. Or even worse, soda pop.
Soda pop. That's
so fucking lame.
I didn't even want to
so
include that
lame.
In our
yeah.
episode.
Well, I mean, that's like, tell me you're 57 without telling
exactly.
me you're 57.
Exactly. Even soda sounds like you're an elderly person.
Yeah, it really does.
Okay, so let's pop is so Michigan, but there's a character in the Essie Hinton's The Outsiders named Soda Pop, and that's set in, what, Oklahoma? Mm. So... That's not uniquely Michigan. But, that's Midwest.
Yeah. I never said party store growing up. So, but did you say that, Case? Did you ever say party store?
No. I put possessive S's on the end of things. Like, oh, we're not going to Kroger. We're going to Kroger's.
Yeah.
You know?
Myers.
Oh, real. Myers. Yeah.
Kmart.
Exactly. Shoot.
I don't think it's Ope. I feel like a lot of people say Ope.
Yeah. Ope. Like I think I've met some Minnesotans. Well.
Yeah.
And I think Ope. I think Minnesotans say milk too.
Mm-hmm. You've eliminated tricky. All the answers. So I feel like totally nothing else.
I would go with my gut and say pop. What do you think, Case? I feel like that's
pop. Yeah. Just pop. Yeah. Pop is uniquely Michigan. Is uniquely Michigan. Everything else is, you know, it bleeds out into the surrounding states, I think. So pop, locking in pop.
All right. And the final answer is not pop.
Team Eric gets to steal!
Unfortunately, Team Eric gets to steal.
It's
gotta
be steal it.
What's what is it?
We're not
they
telling you.
We can't tell you.
Oh, do we get to steal?
I'll go with it. I'm not jealous of them at all because I feel like these are, I don't know what people in Wisconsin talk like. Go ahead.
It's totally Ope.
I'll say Ope. Let's run it.
Yeah.
Let's run it.
All right. You're locking in A, Ope?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The final answer is C, party store.
Really?
Whoa.
I know.
Yeah. Wow.
I did.
So
no one else says party store.
Abstract.
I will say I can definitely. You know,
I don't agree.
As long as Team Eric didn't get it either.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
Yeah. No.
And also, like,
no.
What party store? Party City?
All
like,
the
what party store are we talking about?
It's like a liquor store.
It's like a liquor store. People call liquor stores party stores in Michigan.
That should actually be the way we talk about it. Like, fuck a liquor store. Like, let's go to the party store.
It's a party store. We're going for the party.
Oh, it's way more romantic. Party store. Yeah.
Very true.
Go get some balloons.
Yeah, if somebody took me on a date to a party store, I'd feel very differently. Like, something about that is, like, cute and special, and then we're, like, going out. But if it's, like, it's like come with me to the liquor store, I'm like, ah.
I'm sorry, no. People are inviting you to dates to liquor stores, Gordon? What the fuck?
Yeah, I feel like that's an issue.
That's like a problem.
That's like not,
it's so
what?
Cute. You like run down to the liquor store, you grab a bottle together, and then you like run around. Okay, maybe
weird of you, Courtney. You have to like break up with him.
To meet cute, for sure.
What backwards ass state are you from?
I feel like when you're trying to be rowdy, like when you're just trying to
literally,
fuck around and be
this
rowdy,
is what happens when
on
you
a date.
Date a boy from like Connecticut.
Boston.
Where is your boyfriend
Boston.
From?
Boston.
Actually, I feel like they do that in Connecticut.
Oh, gosh.
This episode is just Peter slander.
It is. But we're going to take a quick break at this point. Let Team Coco, you know, lick their wounds and recoup. And when we come back after our sponsor break, we're going to do a speed round for the rest of our questions. And we're going to hopefully try to get some points on the board. For Team Coco, but also probably fucking not because Team Eric is the best.
What does it mean?
No, I don't understand what you mean by that.
We need to pick up the pace for sure.
That's okay. I don't believe in you, but I
we're
think
slow
you believe
in Michigan,
yourself.
Okay? We're slow.
All right, see y'all freaking in 2 slow. Seconds. Peace out. Bye. And we're back. Welcome. How'd you enjoy your break? We missed you. Hope you missed us. We're gonna jump back in for these last few questions. Speed round through it. We're gonna have 15 seconds on the clock per question for our teams to come up with final answers. 15 total. All right, Team Eric. So we still have remaining slang for one, culture for all three, destinations for all three, and food for one. What are we going for?
All right, let's do culture. We gotta know something of this, right?
we can't
just avoid culture
just
altogether. Okay, let's do culture.
I'm already
three.
Demoralized.
Sure. Let's get those points.
Hurt their feelings. Okay, so culture for three. It's senior year of college, and you are doing a good old-fashioned college weekend trip visit to your friends at their university. Sadly, the trip went to absolute shit from the moment it started because, well, it's Michigan, and Michigan has ridiculous laws. Which of these ridiculous things could have actually happened on your trip because it is legal? A,
You got arrested on the train from Ann Arbor to East Lansing because it is illegal to be drunk on a train in Michigan. B, you got arrested for having sex with a random girl in a car in her driveway at her house at Eastern Michigan because it's illegal to have sex in a car in Michigan.
Wait, is that true?
See, okay, you cheated on your girlfriend and went to surprise her at Western Michigan University to win her back. However, you got arrested for serenading her outside of her window because it is illegal to sing outside of someone's window in Kalamazoo. Or D.
Oh my God.
You and your friends got so trapped on a Sunday at 2 a.m. that you broke into a random home. You weren't able to steal anything, but you were able to sue the homeowners because it is illegal to have something dangerous in a home that can injure welcome or unwelcome visitors. Which one is it gonna be? Which one is it gonna be?
It can't be the last one. It's like,
that's like the most anti-Michigan thing I've ever heard.
Yeah. I know it's a Jersey thing. Like, you can go into Jersey, literally rob and steal stuff from someone, and they can't defend themselves because you can do that for breaking
New Jersey sounds like
I don't
that.
Think that's a Michigan thing. Okay. Sex in the car.
Oh, yeah, I was thinking
I feel like no one gets caught,
too.
Though.
I feel like I did get in trouble for that.
5 seconds.
Really?
And the police were like, hey, that's against the law. But I was also like 17, and I was just like, so like,
okay,
I don't
well, then we should do that one.
Your time is up.
That actually
all right, sex in the car, illegal
as shit. Okay, sex in the car.
You're locking in B. The correct answer for this question was not B. Team Coco gets to steal.
You guys.
15 seconds.
What a surprise. The police lied to me.
I've done three of the
police lies. So you know which one's illegal?
Yeah, I was about to say, which one is illegal?
Which one did you get arrested for?
I know which ones I encountered law enforcement with.
A is drunk on a train.
Yeah, thank you.
C is singing outside someone's house in Kalamazoo. D is having something dangerous in your house that can injure someone, welcome or unwelcome.
Which one is illegal or not illegal?
Which one is illegal?
You guys, Michigan is weird. Weird. That's all I can say.
Is that a hint? Do we need a handout?
Courtney, so I claim this as an opportunity to give my fucking team a hint later on.
Okay, so it's either going to be serenading in Kalamazoo or it's going to be attractive nuisance, I think.
Attractive nuisance?
Yeah, it's like if you have like say you've got a big swing in your front yard, and some kid runs up to it and plays on it and they fall off, they break their arm, the family could sue you for having an attractive nuisance.
What?
Yeah. But I'm not sure if that's
fucking weird. Are you locking in
Michigan thing? No, I'm locking in serenading in Kalamazoo. That's weird as fuck. Let's do it.
I think let's do Kalamazoo.
Serenading at Kalamazoo, another good band name.
Actually, someone write it down.
It is.
Someone write it down. Okay, everyone, the correct answer for this question, which one of these was a true illegal statement? The correct answer was, in fact, an attractive fucking nuisance. Man.
Fuck!
You can have a
I
scary
fucked
thing
up.
In
my
your
hint
house.
Didn't help. My hint.
Oh, so you let us astray.
It's my fault. I'm sorry.
I've had a backfired.
I'm sorry.
I even gave a whole spew.
Like you knew the answer. I think we have a point in my heart.
You don't
Coco,
though. Not in real life.
Coco, we may not be winning, but I hope we're at least charming.
So charming. So charming.
So pretty. So charming.
Now we know.
So charming.
God damn it.
Coco.
Fuck. All right.
There's still time. There's still
another
time.
Chance okay, right
Team
now.
Coco. 15 seconds. Slang for 10, culture for 10, 20, or destinations for 1, 2, and 3, and food for 10. I switched up the numbers, but
we
got to
do destination for 3. We got to get some points on the board.
Yeah,
you don't want to do culture for 2?
Let's do culture for 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
That's small. Quickly.
Emmett, that was stupid. You're right.
Let's start out small.
Too much. All right. All right. Culture for 2. Help. Okay. Michigan. equals talent and success. And to prove how amazing Michigan is, we would like to remind you how many dope people were born in our famous person-making state. Which one of these famous couple pairings are both from Michigan. Not just one of them, both of them. Okay, A.
Both of them.
Both of them. Madonna and Vanilla Ice. B. Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard. C. J.K. Simmons and Christina Hendricks. And D. Diana Ross and Michael Jackson.
Dax Shepard, Kristen Stewart. Yeah, or Kristen whatever, Bell. Yeah, it's Chris. It's Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard. He's from Birmingham.
He's from Birmingham?
I think for a time. No, no, no. I'm thinking of David Spade. David Spade was in Birmingham for like
really?
A minute.
That's hilarious.
Anyway, no, it's B. It's B.
We're going with
B.
All right, we're locking it the fuck in. The answer is B. The answer is B.
Yes! Let's go! Let's go!
Yes!
Finally! We don't have to take a naked lap.
Cheers
thank
to
God.
That.
That's so cute.
Cheers to that.
Those little 20 points, that's very cute.
No, it's good. We're just going to keep
We need those
keep writing it out.
Easy money.
Right. Team Eric, would we like to add to our like dragon's pile of points? which category, which question? Right now we have one left in slang, we have one and three left in culture, we have one, two, and three left. Wait, did we forget to X one out? No, yeah, one, two, and three left in destinations, and then one left in food.
Okay, which one still has 20 points? I don't know.
Destination.
And destinations.
Mm-hmm.
So it's destinations. God damn.
No. All right, fine. Let's do that one.
All right. Destinations for 20. Although we have an upper peninsula, we like to do this awful thing in Michigan where we say we are going up north. And we are simply not going up to the UP at all. According to a poll of Michiganders, what do people mean when they say up north? Where does up north officially start? A, above Traverse City. B, above the Zilwaukee Bridge. C, above Grand Rapids. Or D, above the Mackinac Bridge.
Zilwaukee is my guess. I'm
going to go with your answer, because like, I don't know where half these bridges are.
Zilwaukee is Saginaw, so you got like Traverse City versus Saginaw.
He's using the
Mackinaw.
Mitten map.
Five
I want everyone
seconds.
To know he's using the mitten.
Whenever
Zilwaukee
I went
bridge,
up north,
Saginaw.
It was like dark in the woods.
All right, locking an answer in.
Locked in answer, everyone?
Yeah, C, Zilwaukee.
Okay, so C is not Zilwaukee. C
or
is
wherever Zilwaukee is, the corresponding number.
Are we
my answer is
number?
Zilwaukee.
Okay, so the letter Zilwaukee is B. The correct answer for this question, where does up north start, according to most Michiganders, was B, above the Zilwaukee Bridge. Just adding to our pile
Thank
of fucking Googles.
Don't know letters
Good
number,
job.
It, but
the
I
fuck
know
up.
Where up north is.
All
baby.
Right. Team Coco, it's the last question. And you simply have to pick something with 30 points.
Okay, what's one of the destinations for 30?
That
would be destinations. That's literally the one.
I want that one.
Yeah. You okay?
I want.
We need it.
Yeah. You guys, and you're gonna get it.
Oh,
is it the daily double? It's the daily double, isn't it?
You guys, daily fucking double.
Oh, Emmett.
Dang it.
Oh!
You guys.
I'm so ready.
Fucking focus.
Michigan
focus.
Loves anything. It's a comeback.
For the game. Very good.
Okay. All Michiganders know Mackinac, Charlevoix, Ratchet, and Dogwiak, which I've actually never heard of that in my life.
Dogwiak.
Okay, see, we did it for dramatic
effect. All Michiganders know.
Oh, thank you. Dogwiak. Again, Mackinac, Charlevoix, Ratchet, and Dogwiak, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Maybe you even visited these places yourself. How do you spell them? You have to spell them
all of them
correctly. You just will lose the game.
Oh, okay. Well, so
you can write it down first.
That's incredibly tough.
Thank God we didn't get this.
Okay.
Don't pass.
Yeah, Dogiak's gonna be tough.
I can't.
I couldn't spell that with a gun to my head, man.
No.
I believe in Casey. Look at him. He's so determined right now.
I'm trying to write.
Emmett, not that I don't believe in you.
I could spell, I think, three of these. It was.
It might be Dwajiak, actually. It might be the
It was Grasha.
Oh, actually, it is Dwajiak. Wait, I'm gonna look it up before you guys spell that one.
Now that I say that, Dwajiak.
I've got my pen and paper. Wait, so it's Charlevoix?
Mackinac.
It's definitely Dowagiac.
It's Dowagiac.
Mackinac, Charlevoix, Gratiot, and Dowagiac.
Dowagiac.
Or Dowagiac.
I was born in Gresham County.
Can we use our
hint? No, I wasn't. I lived in Gresham County.
You can use your hint.
Oh, wow. This was the old...
Wow,
wait.
Oh, no. You guys.
Okay, but so I guess for this one, we are going to eliminate two of them that you have to spell.
But we have to decide together.
Yeah, we have to decide together.
Okay.
We have to go through
we are
and
gonna
literally
in the chat.
Debate. We're going to have to debate.
Wait,
get
I can
rid
spell,
of Dojiak,
I
can... please.
Wait. I've got a good feeling I could do it. I got a good feeling
you
I could
wanna
do it.
You want to try to get
oh, wow. Without the hint?
If
love
we
this.
Don't use the hint, do we get more points?
Actually.
No,
yes.
Bitch.
Yeah.
No.
Yes. Absolutely
yeah.
not.
This is hard.
Courtney was like, actually.
How about it goes from 60 to 70? 60 to 70.
You've lost your damn.
I think it should go from 60 to 70.
No.
60 to 70.
Hard
60
no.
to 70.
Team leader
hard
says.
No,
what team leader
how
says?
How lead do we have?
Changing?
We are
yeah, what's the scoreboard?
No.
The points on the board
no.
on a daily double.
No.
What's the scoreboard
just if you answer it correctly. Just... regularly correctly. What the fuck? It's not like he's
Man
doing anything special. It's just answering the question correctly. I will kill you, Courtney.
Okay, but like, how much time do they get to spell these?
Yeah,
okay.
Are you guys 15,
we have to decide. We made a rule piece. That we yeah. have to decide
okay.
together. He said
okay.
no. You're gonna do it though?
Wait, so the points don't change if we cut one?
Change.
If you no. if you answer the question correctly as we ask,
you'll
just get the regular point.
Eric,
what's
okay,
so we gotta use the hint. We gotta use the
okay.
hint.
Okay, so want to spell three of the four, then?
Yes.
You want me to? I can spell them. I was an English major.
I could spell them, too.
Oh, wait, you should just spell out there to brag, and if you get one wrong,
okay.
you get one
okay,
wrong.
Okay, want to spell them together at the same time?
Okay.
Honestly,
well, so which,
I kind of like this idea, because it keeps them honest. Keeps
okay,
them
okay, let's start cheap. Let's start with Charlevoix.
Charlevoix, yes.
Okay,
okay.
Ready?
C-H-A-
R
L L E V
O
I
X.
X. Next.
All right, we're not going to tell you if you've gotten
how
it right.
How did
you
know
answer
that?
All of
oh.
them.
Okay, Mackinac.
Wait. Oh yeah, Mackinac. Okay.
M A C K
K
I N A C.
A C.
Yes. Yes. Gratiot. We know Gratiot.
Yeah,
okay.
Easy money.
Okay, easy.
G-R-A-T-I-O-T. I-O-T. Yeah.
And should we just fuck Dowagiac?
Well, does the hint get rid of Dowagiac?
Yeah, the
no.
hint gets
no,
rid of
No, but
Dowagiac.
Honestly, you should just try it because
you really
if, you,
should.
If you spell
okay.
one wrong,
Emmett,
then you'll
Emmett.
Get to keep it.
Emmett, give it to me. Give it to me. I'm All tagging right. in. Tag me in, coach.
Well, I mean, if you spell it, yeah, just go for it. You got it.
Okay. D-O... W A G I A C.
Okay, Eric and I need to deliberate.
My heart's beating so fast.
My heart is racing. Can,
honestly,
the,
nice,
this
nice.
This is so tense.
Viewers at home, can you hear our hearts beating?
All right, you guys. You got all the answers right.
Congratulations!
We
on
love,
a daily
we love
solid.
The French,
nice,
and we love the
wow.
Native Americans for spelling such cool words.
Thanks.
Yeah,
I am thankful that you know a lot. So many of these city names are kind of like sexy. They kind of like none
yeah.
of them.
Like,
none
like,
of
we
them
shit
are,
on Michigan, but where else is there a Dowagiac?
Like, or like a Charlevoix? I'm like that's sexy. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Gratiot.
It's like I knew a girl named Charlevoix. Fuck
Gratiot. Is it Gratiot's not as
sexy.
Gratiot. Gratiot also smelled like Detroit, but is
yeah.
Gratiot.
Yeah. Emmett, I totally believe you could have spelled Dowagiac, but I just had a feeling.
You knew
guys,
how to spell it, man. Good
work. I'm honestly very proud. I gotta say, here's the thing. Yes, I talk a big game. Yes, I am convinced that my team is always going to be superior. But I'm honestly proud of you guys for making it a competitive game because that last question changed things.
The entire game.
No! It is no... first of all, Team Eric, great job for making it a blowout for almost the entire game. Very, very proud of you.
But in
no matter
true
what happens,
Michigan
we
fashion,
love you. No matter what.
Coco just came back deliciously.
Came back
well,
deliciously and added a shit ton of points.
What's the fucking score?
To the scoreboard. And without further ado, insane. The final score for Team Coco is 80 delicious points. The final score for Team Eric was 90 delicious fucking points. We are still victorious.
Wait, the game's over?
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
But it was well started.
Yeah. But it was first daily double well just gave us that insurance policy bang, the rest of the game.
First daily double.
But I'm
just Hank it one, man.
Gonna say to our listeners.
Yeah, you guys actually handed it to us on the Pankit. That was you took the bullet. I would have been with you on the Pankit.
The Pankit.
Yeah, that was a game changer.
Pankit.
Yeah. fucking Pankit.
Dang it.
In my heart, Team Coco won because I personally voted that we should get an extra 10 to 20 points.
Oh, and Eric was afraid to grant it.
And Eric was just afraid.
Absolutely not.
Eric recounted like, the points.
Can I just win instead of lose?
So I like, personally, Team Coco won.
We
Team
were
Coco won
sure thing.
This episode. 100%. And I'm going to say that next week and the week after and the week after that.
You gaslight
we won
me
this episode. Eric, look me dead in my eye. I'm not even smiling. We won
gatekeep
this
girl
episode.
Boss.
We did win that one. Yeah.
I
we
swear did. To you right now that no. I will cancel our contract with
with Starburst. Call Brian up right now.
I literally will call Brian right now and I will execute a termination clause in our
Brian,
contract. But
Brian,
anyway.
I just want to let you know Team Coco won this episode.
Yes, Emma, doesn't it feel good for like putting a big wedge in between such a close friendship?
Oh, the best. That's the real
responsible.
Win.
If this podcast
this
ends,
our show,
we're starting our own show, actually.
But it'd be hilarious.
This is actually all a part of their plan to destroy us and then take our
to
slot.
Take down our friendship.
Yes.
You guys did great job all together. Michigan doesn't suck, I guess. Maybe not as
that sums up my feelings.
You know what? There's a lot of really beautiful people here. So Michigan might not be all that bad, right, guys?
That's true.
There's good and bad.
That's sweet.
Yeah. I guess so. I guess that makes sense. I still think it kind of fucking sucks ass and can.
It's kind of like, where else are you going to go? Okay. You know?
But where
like
else are you going to go?
Anywhere else. I could actually give
Does
you a
anyone
list
still
of places.
Live in Michigan? Like
actually,
right
actually, yes.
Yeah, I'm physically Wait. Located right here in Michigan.
It's true. Oh.
He's doing Michigan Public Radio, in fact. He is the voice of Michigan.
Wow. That's
Tyler, you are going to single-handedly change the face of Michigan.
Tyler,
boy, if
a
that
great
comes
voice.
True, that'd be something.
You got a great voice.
He does have a great voice.
You too, Casey. I was saying that earlier. You got a great radio voice. You can just get behind a soundboard someday, man.
Thank you. I'm going to use my radio voice from now on. Like you were doing it.
Well, this is a perfect opportunity for you all to use your radio voices to outro yourselves, give yourselves a little shout out, say again who you are, remind our listeners, and then, I don't know, give your social medias and plug anything that you want to plug if you're doing a project. Or if you're directing a movie, cast me, and then plug. And yeah, I guess we can start off with the pathetic losing team, Team Coco.
Wow.
Okay. Wow.
That we actually won this game, right, guys?
Yes. It was, that's what I will be telling everybody. Just so
if there was a stands and bleachers for the people, they'd be walking away not totally dissatisfied with, you know, their home team.
No, gave them a good game.
Yeah,
you
did.
You really
game.
Did. You really did.
But now we're going to go eat those orange slices because they're well-deserved.
Eat some potatoes. And
whose mom brought the orange slices?
Orange slices and Ziploc bags.
Well, Courtney, Eric, thank you so much for having us on.
Of course.
Listeners, my name is Casey Board. You can find me on Instagram at Casey Galvin.
Finding you right now.
Maybe I'll make a TikTok and it'll likely be the same. Emma and I we have a film production company, so be on the lookout for those films under the production title of False Flag
Productions. Ooh.
Mm.
We're about to drop. Dropping soon.
They're fancy.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Love it.
Thank you so much for having me. So nice meeting all of you. You know, we might have lost today, but I think in our hearts, Team Coco knows that we were truly victorious because we made new friendships.
Where did you get that from? We didn't We didn't lose.
No, I mean, tangibly, but inside we're victorious. That's sure. What
I need more inside. Friends who like to gaslight people.
I'm enjoying an orange slice over here.
Just let it flow out. We won the game.
You should meet my girlfriend.
Jesus Christ. Do you have an Instagram? Do you have any social media or anything you want to plug?
I do have an Instagram. It's kind of a weird one. It's IAMTTEMMEK. I am Temek. My name backwards. So Michigan of me. Yeah, we have this production company. We've got a bunch of stuff rolling out soon. My short film with Courtney, Tiger Lily, will be finished very soon. We're finishing up color and score right now, and then we're going to submit it to festivals. So.
A wonderful director.
We'll keep an eye out.
Thank you.
We shall.
Cool.
Team Eric, that's right. Take your victory lap, spit in someone's face, insult someone's mom. I want it all. Also, I guess tell us again who you are and what your social media is, and if you want to plug anything, I guess.
Yeah, fantastic dub. Good job, team.
Fantastic dub.
Mm-hmm. Nicely done. That's the only person in the state I feel doubly proud, and I'm going to use that Coney Dog knowledge for the rest of my life. I if you want to listen to Michigan radio, if you like fact-based news, like unlike Courtney Bell, we tell the truth at Michigan radio, listen at michiganradio.org, and find me on Twitter at @tscottonradio. Yeah, that does it for me. Thanks for having us on though. Thanks for having me on. That was fun.
Heck yeah. Laura.
All right. Thank you so much for having me. It's so good to see your face, Eric. Yay! Like, I haven't seen that in forever. What am I going to plug? What do I even do? You guys can call me on Instagram. It's also a weird one. It's Lorica Polinica. It's pretty much spelled how it sounds. You'll find me. You'll see me. Go ahead and like me. It's private, but I'll let you in. Thanks so much again for having me. This was great. It was nice meeting all of you. And
This was so much fun. If you're listening to this podcast anywhere, you can follow us on social media at Get Wrecked Podcast on Instagram and Get Wrecked Cast on Twitter. You can follow and subscribe on whatever podcast app you're listening to us on right now. It really helps us out if you leave a review and a rating. You can now do that on Spotify. You can leave 5 stars, so do it.
Scary.
And then, you can find me on Instagram at Eric M. Myrick.
And you can follow me on Instagram at Courtney Bell, Courtney with a K, Bell with 4 L's. And if you really want to get fancy, you can follow my TikTok, where I just post videos of me drunk.
You do?
And say mean things about DJT still.
You have?
Yeah. Or, I just, it's where the my videos go to die. It's a very millennial-esque TikTok.
What is your TikTok, Courtney? Yeah, I had a feeling. I was like, you're actually going to give the fucking TikTok?
It's Coco Bell.
Okay, sure.
That's well, thank you guys so much
that
for coming
made
on
up.
Our show. It may or may not be made up. Thank you guys so much for coming on our show. Thank you guys so much for listening to our show. Coco, Team Coco, you guys really were phenomenal winners today. And it was great to have you guys. Goodbye.
I love you the most out of everyone here.
Wow.
Me too.
He's also gaslighting you. He learned. Peace out, everybody. See you later. Bye. Yeah.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast, a podcast network.